It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up at Central Time, we'll get our monthly dose of the coolest science stories out there with Discover Magazine editor Gemma Tarlak.
First, a new report out today from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel shows that big political donations from Wisconsin's wealthiest donors are up significantly since the court struck down limits on overall political donations this past spring.
The total amount of money any individual used to be able to spend in a single campaign season was $10,000. Now it's unlimited. In light of that change, 38 big donors in the state have given over $680,000. That's $300,000 more than they would have been able to do under the old laws.
Those in favor of the deregulation say this makes political donations more transparent since they're giving directly to candidates as opposed to third parties. Critics, though, see this as increasing the potential of political influence of America's wealthy.
Here with us now to talk about these new numbers, we have Patrick Marley. He's the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel State House reporter, author of the new report. Patrick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, can we tell at this point if this extra money is changing the way this fall campaign is going here in Wisconsin?
I don't know that we can detect that. You know, a lot of money gets spent in campaigns every cycle. They seem to escalate, though I would say we had an aberration with the 2012 recall, which we probably won't hit those numbers again for a long time. This is just, another sign of the ongoing trend of increased money in campaigns.
So let's dig down into exactly how this used to work. What has changed here is what they call the aggregate limit, right? How much, not how much I donate to one candidate, but how much I donate to all candidates in this election cycle. Do I have that right?
That's correct. So the individual limits are in place. There's a set amount that you can give to any particular candidate. You can give $10,000 to a candidate for governor, but you can only give $500 to a candidate for the state assembly. And they have, for every office, there's a limit. But the state used to say in a year you couldn't give more than $10,000 to all candidates combined. So if you were giving $500 to assembly candidates, you could only give to 20 of them. Then you hit your $10,000 total cap, and you couldn't give any more. A man from Racine named Fred Young Jr. sued over that. Around the same time, there was a federal case that had gone further through the process challenging similar limits to Congress. The U.S. Supreme Court decided in April that such aggregate limits were not constitutional, that they were an inhibition on the right to free speech. And then soon after that, in the state case, the state conceded that that was unconstitutional because of the U.S. Supreme Court decision, and the state limits were struck down.
So now if I had the money and the inclination, I could give to a candidate in every race from governor down to county coroner if I wanted to.
You could give the maximum contribution to every single person who's running for the state legislature, as well as to the governor and all state offices.
So you, in this piece, looked at who was donating. Who are some of the big names going above what would have been the old limit?
So there are 38 people so far this year who have given more than $10,000. Many of them are familiar names. Topping the list was Chris Abley, the Milwaukee County executive and a longtime funder of mostly Democrats. Sometimes he gives a little bit of money to Republicans. But he gave $96,000, more than $96,000 this year. $80,000 of that went to the state Democratic Party. $10,000 of that went to Mary Burke, the Democrat running for governor. Some big givers on the Republican side would be Terry and Mary Kohler. Terry Kohler's long been a funder of Republican candidates and causes. He's the son and grandson of former Wisconsin governors. He and his wife Mary have given $57,000 together this year to Republican candidates.
And now we're looking right now just at Wisconsinites making these donations. Is that right?
Well, we ran a list of every single person who would have given more than that. There were, as it happened, I think it was 36 of the 38 were from Wisconsin. There were two people from Texas who had given. But what we found in this instance was that it was not a lot of out-of-state money that was flowing into Wisconsin over the cap.
And these are donations directly to candidates. So all we hear about outside groups, money going to those, that's not what we're talking about here.
That's right. So there's sort of a separate system in which people can give to independent groups to spend money in campaigns. That money is largely unregulated and unseen. So before these limits were in place, all these people were free to give as much as they wanted to these outside groups, and that continues to this day. So we're not capturing a big piece of the puzzle because it's only in unique circumstances where you find that out. But for instance, Abley, who I mentioned before, he told me when I talked to him on Friday that he had given $250,000 to the Greater Wisconsin Committee, which is a liberal group that runs ads in state and local races, and they had a campaign going against Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark. Abley was a big funder of that, as it turns out.
Now, looking at these big 38, are they going? Is their money going mostly to Democrats or Republicans?
It went about 60% to Republicans, from what we found. You keep in mind, this is a narrow window here. It's only been since May that this has been allowed. So we are seeing spending on both sides, but it went $410,000 to Republicans so far this cycle, and $273,000 to Democrats or liberal groups.
And this is all so far. Do you anticipate these 38 racking up more donations, or more people joining that list of 38 between now and Election Day?
I think either could happen. I would not be surprised to see any of these people joining the list, or others coming on to it. That could very easily happen. You know, the campaigns have about 6 weeks to the election. They will only be increasing their ask and seeking money anywhere they can as they race to November 4th.
One of the arguments people have made in favor of doing away with this cap on overall campaign donations, again, directly to political campaigns, is there's transparency. You still know who donated the money directly to the campaign, which with political action committees and outside groups, it's harder to know sometimes who donated that. Is that how it's playing out here?
That's exactly what the advocates of this say, is that, you know, we're going to have a lot of money in politics. It's better to have the public know, as I was saying, there are these outside groups where you can give, or corporations can give, and the public doesn't find out about it except in unusual situations. So the supporters of this say, look, this allows the public to analyze where a candidate is getting their money and whether they think that person supports what they support.
And the campaign finance reform community not buying it?
No, they say this just continues the escalation of money in campaigns, and that for every dollar that goes into on the disclosed side, many more dollars go in on the outside side, and that this will only fuel more money into elections.
And those political action committees, recently another cap, as I understand it, was removed on how much money can go to them.
Yeah, and this could be much more significant, but it only happened on Friday. The group CRG Network, which is Citizens for Responsible Government out of Milwaukee, 10 or more years ago, they were involved in a lot of recalls at the local level during the pension scandal in Milwaukee County. They sued because there's a similar limit on how much candidates can receive from a combination of political action committees. And so they had tried to give money to candidates who had already received the maximum PAC money that they could accept. And so U.S. District Judge Rudolph Randa on Friday agreed with the CRG Network that appeared to be unconstitutional, and said that candidates can accept as much political action committee money as they want. They, from any particular PAC, there's a limit, but they can take it. There's no limit to the total amount of PAC money they can get. That could have big implications for elections. I think we'll have to see how that plays out, but that could mean a lot more PAC money in any given candidate's campaign coffers.
The big story at the national level seems to have been fewer and fewer restrictions on how much money can be donated and from whom. Is that the same story we're seeing here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, this story for the individuals that I wrote is, you know, directly a result of the U.S. Supreme Court decision in April. They struck down the aggregate limits for members of Congress, and so then when somebody was challenging the state limits, the federal court had to acknowledge what the U.S. Supreme Court did. So that's this continues that trend of restrictions on campaign finance being struck down over the years.
Well, Patrick, I'm sure you'll keep watching these numbers. Maybe we'll check in with you again in a month or two. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
That's Patrick Marley. He's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's State House reporter, looking at a new report he wrote today showing political donations are up from Wisconsin's wealthiest donors this campaign after deregulations, as he just mentioned, from the U.S. Supreme Court this past year.